Hi, my name is Edgar, and I am in the fourth grade at Pittsburgh Dilworth Elementary. No, it's okay. I really want you to read it. For the last time, I really don't want it. I was talking about the new, funny, series ender, Diary of a Wimpy Kid 5. I ordered it in the cursed, horrible, no good, very bad Scholastic book order. It didn't come. I hadn't been to Borders yet to buy it. The thought of being able to read it was almost irresistible. Thomas is a really good friend. He's the kind of person who will give you a diamond, and then if they burn it, if you can burn a diamond, he won't blame them. I already read it 2 times, he implored. No! It came out louder than I meant. Tom flinched. He looked at me like he wanted to cry, but he didn't. Sorry. It's fine. I didn't want to say that. Something else, anything kinder. But no, I had to say that. To make it up, I did something he wanted me to do. I went to RTI with a special particular purple book below my arm. Yes, I found myself saying. Oh, he used to do all, now he doesn't, because one changed because... I said it in one breath. I felt I had to say everything in one breath. That was how worried I was. What was that? Mrs. Smith asked. Used to have to steal, but now he doesn't because Juan didn't change because... I answered. Okay, anyone else have an answer? After 3 periods of anxiousness, it was lunch and recess period. I put the book, no, the prodigy on a paper down in the place where everyone puts their books. I gasped when I didn't see the prodigy on paper. Tom was getting to the interesting part of giving away stuff we were going to read together. I interrupted and told him the book was gone. We bothered Mr. Davison about the problem. He asked us why we would put the book down on the steps.
Well, duh!
I could not help to think. Tom was the one to answer. Because that's where everyone puts their books. For some reason, Mr. Davidson said to just be more careful. Come on, I told Tom. We'll ask another teacher for help. I made sure Mr. Davidson could hear me. We searched all lunchtime. We even made a lunchroom-wide announcement. No one fessed up. Tom cried. He explained how it was special from his mom. At least he didn't blame me.